On this website, you can use your knowledge of Arabic to improve your knowledge of English, or use your knowledge of English to improve your knowledge of Arabic. The website presents Arabic texts from the Gospel next to a close translation of the texts into English. The wording of the sentences is very similar, so you can learn the meanings of words and phrases in the second language by comparing them with the words in your own language. There are also audio recordings to help you learn the sounds of the two languages. In addition to that, there are Arabic video clips with English subtitles. In the resources section, there are links to other sites that present English-Arabic parallel texts, including the Quran. The difference is that this website uses simple modern Arabic and simple English, and the English words match the Arabic words wherever possible. The texts are taken from the Holy Gospel. It is one of the books of God, and a knowledge of the Gospel is helpful for understanding the English language and for understanding the history and culture of the English-speaking world. The original text of the Holy Gospel was written in the Greek language by four men: the Apostle Matthew, the Evangelist Mark, the Evangelist Luke, and the Apostle John. This is an English translation of the Greek text, but it follows closely the wordings of an Arabic translation of the Injil as an aid to people who will use it to improve their knowledge of English or Arabic. There are places where English grammar and style require the addition of a word that is not in the Arabic text. Where appropriate, these extra words have been enclosed in square brackets, so the reader will understand this difference between Arabic and English. The English follows the grammatical structures of the Arabic to the maximum extent possible in English grammar. Wherever the English structure differs, the reader should understand that English grammar requires the use of a different structure.